Just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank him. You know, you receive everything that he has, everything that he has given you with thanksgiving. Amen? That's how we receive. By just thanking him for everything that he has given us. He's given us the very life of Christ himself. Amen? So we give you praise. We give you worship in this place, Jesus. We're so grateful for your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You can be seated. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Well, he reigns. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 5:17, would you turn there with me? In spirit of wisdom and revelation, get ready for him to flood the eyes of your understanding with light. Amen. Illuminate the gospel to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Flood us with light that we would know him. Amen. Who wants to get to know God more this morning? You know, it's a spirit that reveals Jesus to us. And you know the wonderful thing is when he reveals Jesus to us, he reveals us. Jesus is the firstborn amongst many brethren. Amen? Amongst many brethren. He reveals to us how God sees us. Amen? For we were created in his image, in his likeness. How cool is that? Bless the Lord. Romans 5 verse 17, New King James Version says, "For by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive," someone say receive, "receive abundance of grace." Do you know that when you received Jesus, you received abundance of grace? Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Abundance of grace and the gift, someone say gift. Oh, hallelujah. The gift of righteousness. Oh, bless the Lord. What does that mean? Right standing with God. That was so good. You want me to read it again, right? Amen. Turn to someone and say, this is good news here. Hallelujah. You know, if shame and blame and condemnation is hanging around you right now, this is good news. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be set free by the truth. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will know the truth, and that truth about who you are will set you free, my paraphrase. And so you're hearing some truth right now. His word is truth. Oh, come on. Can you get excited? His word is speaking truth about you this morning. His word is speaking truth about us. And, you know, we come in here and we get washed with the washing of the water of the word of God and we go out free. Actually, you don't have to wait till you go out. You can get free right now. Turn to someone and say, right now sounds really good. Amen. Because I know, because you know what? Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome it for you. I have deprived it of having power over you. Amen. So when we get into the word, that, oh, hallelujah. The word of God sets us free from all the things and all the lies that the enemy wants to dump on us 24/7. Have you noticed that? So I'm going to read this again. Bless the Lord. For by the one man's offense, death reigned. That's Adam he's talking about here. Through one, much more. Someone say much more. Those who receive abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord. But you see, there's a prerequisite here. He says, receive. You see, we can hear the good news, but we need to receive the truth. Yeah? Amen? The free gift of righteousness. We need, you know, Hosea 4:6, my people perish through a lack of knowledge. He wants us to actually knowledge, experiential knowledge of the truth. God wants us to experience his truth and what it's like to live free from condemnation, free from guilt, free from shame. That's where we begin to reign. Freedom reigns I like that song, Freedom Reigns in This Place. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, there's so much, and I don't have to talk. Anyone find themselves actually saying what is going on in the world right now? Yeah? I believe it's time to turn the tide. Yeah? It's the turning of the tide. God's doing a new thing in his people's lives. Amen? He's leading us into triumphant victory. Amen? He wants to turn the tide. And the way he does that is by turning the way we speak. That we would begin to turn around and bring things into alignment. That we not take up the narrative of the world. What's going on? Can things get worse? Amen? Going to focus and shine the light on the way we are speaking a little bit today. Is that okay? Amen? Because we're not the ones that, I mean, our truth is the word of God. Is that right? God's saying it's time to reign. You know, in James 3:5, it tells us that our words, our tongues, have the ability to turn around a nation. My paraphrase. If you don't like what you're seeing right now, it's time to begin to turn it around with your tongue. He said, this tongue is a little member in the body, but it boasts great things. Amen? And it has the power to turn the ship around. Some of these amazing big cargo ships, have you seen them? Little rudder turns the whole thing around. If you don't like what you're seeing right now, it's time for the body of Christ to rise up and turn it. Oh, come on. It's time for the body of Christ to not begin what's going on or these or begin to criticize what's going on in the world. It's time for us to dig into the word like never before and begin to declare and decree the word of God and change things. Is that right? Turn things around. Bring things into alignment with the truth. Amen? I mean, young people, you're hearing a lot of doom and gloom about your future. You know, it's being spoken over your future. But we have the truth in the Word of God, which assures you, as a disciple of Jesus, that your future is bright. I said the Word of God assures you that your future is bright. Amen? As a disciple of Jesus, as you're allowing him, his word to disciple you, amen, your future is bright. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. I'm a bit excited about this, as you can see. Let's go to Genesis 1:28. Hallelujah. We see this is after God created man, Adam. He said, God blessed them and he said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the services of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. You know, when God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, he released the power of his grace for them to actually, this enabling grace for them to be fruitful and to multiply. Oh, hallelujah. Amen? He just didn't command it. He gave them the ability to be fruitful and multiply. Amen? He empowered them to be fruitful and multiply. How good is that? Amen? With his words, he empowered them to be fruitful and multiply. There was grace released with the blessing. There was grace released with the command. You see, the enemy, did you know he heard that? Yeah? And he did what he did to stop mankind being fruitful and multiplying. But in Corinthians, we see if the enemy had have known what would happen when he crucified the Lord of glory, he would never have done it. Why? Because unless a seed fall to the ground and be buried, it can't rise and be multiplied. Amen? Amen? So whatever he does, God turns around for good. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So it says here, through one man all died, but through the one all rule. All rule and all reign. Let's go to Romans 5:17 again, the Passion Translation. Death once held us in its grip. And by the blunder of one man, death reigned as king over humanity. But now, can we say but now? How much more? Are we held in the grip of grace and continue reigning as kings in life? Enjoy our regal freedom through the gift of perfect righteousness in the one and only Jesus, the Messiah. Oh, come on. No, you're not excited about that enough. Amen. Well, come on, can you give it a bit more than that? Yeah, can you give him more praise than that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, he's watching for those, he's looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And see, what happens when you hear the truth? Pure worship comes from hearing the truth. I said pure worship comes from hearing the word of God. It's not in singing a song. True worship comes through hearing the word of God. Bless the Lord. Amen. That's why our words, our songs need to be filled with the word. Amen. So we can hear the word of God so that true worship can come forth. Because we worship him on the basis of his word. Hallelujah. Through one all died. Through one all reign as kings in life. In Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. The world and those who dwell therein. Man, what a statement. And you begin to see, anyone listens to the news, you want to remind the enemy that the earth is the Lord's. Amen? When you hear bad news, you want to remind the enemy that the earth is the Lord and everything and everyone in it belongs to God. The nations belong to God. How's your narrative going? What do you talk about at the table with your family? Amen? What's your conversation like with one another? The latest bad news, sorry about that, just bringing some alignment here. Or do you begin to speak out the word of God and turn that ship? Turn this nation. God wants to turn this nation. That nations will come to the brightness of the rising up of this nation. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, come on. I'm more excited than all of you. This is the word of God. It's truth. Amen. Let it cut and divide between what is of the soul and what is of the spirit today in your life. What's been going on in your head? Amen, about your future. God's got something to say about your future. I said, God's got something to say about your future. God has something to say about your future. Amen. Oh, come on. There's a couple of you that are excited as I am about this. This stirs me. God wants his word to stir you. Amen. You're not here to hear a good sermon. Bless the Lord. If that worked, we'd all be... Yeah, righto. No words. No words. Whew. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness. This nation belongs to God. Can you get in agreement with me? This nation belongs to God. Amen. My children belong to God. My children's children belong to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn the tide. Turn the ship. Amen. Turn the circumstances. Align them with God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got lots of facts going on in your life, but your facts are subject to the truth. Amen. I said your facts. These facts are subject to the truth. You've got lots of stuff going down right now. You know, you've got stuff going down in your family. You've got stuff going on with your kids. But oh, hallelujah. Amen. God's given you the authority to bring it into alignment, amen, and you begin to reign, amen, as kings in life. You give a command, yes, sir, hallelujah. You speak the word, yes, sir. Come on, as kings in life. Shoulder to shoulder. Not breaking rank. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 19 tells us that all creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. I heard said this week, the earth is groaning for the earth to come back into the right hands. I said the earth is groaning for the earth to come back into the right hands. Amen. We need to be thinking more along authority, dominion, sacrifice, and sonship. More around the presence and the power of His indwelling presence. Amen. Woo! Woo! Shaka bana prestene. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Amplified Classic, talking about the promise of the Spirit. Do you know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You see, He comes to live in us. He comes to live through us. He comes to speak through us. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not discern and understand that you, the whole church, are God's temple, His sanctuary, and that God's Spirit has His permanent dwelling in you, to be at home in you, collectively, as a church, and also individually? We need revelation of this. We don't need a word outside the word. I said we don't need a word outside the word, because Peter tells us that we have a more sure word of prophecy. We just need to have a revelation of the truth that God has made His home in us. You know, if we have a revelation of the truth that God has made His home in us, we're going to start to believe that nothing is impossible to him who believes. We can change this nation. I said we can turn this nation. Amen? Because we would believe that when God gives His word, when God speaks to us and we speak His word, He is bringing to pass what He is speaking through us. I know I'm on repeat. He watches over what He says to bring it to pass. But I tell you something, there's another side of that. The enemy is watching over your words as well to wait to bring to pass what you are speaking. It works both ways. What you do is when you speak the way the enemy speaks, you open a door for him to effectually and legally walk in and steal, kill, and destroy what God has placed in your life. Amen? Is this too much for Sunday morning? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. When He created us, He created a sanctuary to inhabit. See, the enemy had known this, he never would have crucified Jesus, because when He recreated us, when we were born again, oh, hallelujah. Because He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him, given the gift of righteousness so that He could indwell us. Hallelujah. So that as He is, so are we in this world. You see, it's not as you were so are you in this world. As he is now, so are we in this world. See, it's got to go from here into here. And I believe the Lord's saying, I want you to pray through for breakthrough. I want you to pray through for breakthrough, for you to be filled with a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. Christ within, the hope of glory. We aren't clever enough up here to win this nation for Jesus. We need to recognize when God is speaking that he's imparting his authority to do and to will what pleases him and to bring his will to pass. That we see heaven established on this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that prayer, but we have to want with desire with all our heart that his will be established. Not my will be established, his will be established. There's no shadow or turning in Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless the Lord. He won't change. You can have confidence in him. You can trust in him that his word is truth. That he's created you a sanctuary for himself to live in and to live through. Hallelujah. My. Woo. Shabba. That we have victory in him. Oh, hallelujah. Put your hand on your heart, say, God, speak to me. Reveal your truth to me. That it becomes my truth. It becomes my compass for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. He says, I've given you my spirit so that you would know what has been freely given. That you would know. I've given you my spirit so that he would reveal to you what is already yours. Amplified says, now we have not received the spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us, that we might, someone say given. Start to use those two words, receive and given. Given, receive. Amen? Given, receive. Just receive it. Just receive it. It's free. Turn to someone and say, this is free. You see, you've got to stop looking at your flesh. You know, you can't consider yourself according to your flesh. You'll never earn enough to have God. You'll never be good enough for God to come and live on the inside of you. He's done that because of his blood. He's cleansed you by his blood. Amen? And he's washing all the unbelief off you through the washing of the water of the Word of God this morning. That you would start to believe that you can do. Philippians 4:13. I think it's that. That you'll start to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Not anything you want, but what he desires that you do. You just don't get to choose what you want to do. You get to choose, I want to do what he wants me to do. I want to live the way he wants me to live, not the way I want to live. Oh, hallelujah. He's got a greater plan for your life than you've got for yours. Amen? That's why sometimes it's hard to believe, because you know you can't do. You know, when something comes up, when he speaks, oh, I can't do that. No, you can't, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Is this coming together? Cool. That's been given to us that we might realize and comprehend the Spirit of God that's been given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor. Gifts of divine favor. and blessing so freely and, listen to this, lavishly bestowed on us by God. Sit on that word for a week. Pray through that word for a week. Don't look for it. Just sit on that and pray through on that word for a week and watch the Holy Spirit explode it in your heart, because you need help to receive that. You need the help of the Holy Spirit to receive that. Amen? You can't receive that with your carnal mind. You can't believe that about yourself without the help of the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We have need of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I tell you, you'll live an advantaged life if you invite the Holy Spirit into your life. You will live a life of advantage, because you'll start to believe the things about yourself that were impossible to believe without him. Because he's the revealer of truth. So why hang back? Whole denominations are hanging back. We begin to declare and decree that they're hungry for him. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm stalking. Sorry about that. Whew. Where are we? Not sure where we are. Thank you, Jesus. He sets us apart from the world. Paul says that we are to understand what has been freely given to us by God. The thought of him, God, the creator of heaven and earth, giving me anything, mate, that should absolutely fill us with gratitude and humility. Amen? The thought that the creator of the universe give me anything, has given me anything, should just fill me continually with gratitude. Amen? You can't think of anything? Start thanking him that you can breathe. He's given you air to breathe. Start there. Amen? Just start there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Someone's saying, I don't know enough. He says, I know everything. And I'm living in you to reveal what you need to know on a need-to-know basis. On a need-to-know basis. Amen? Hallelujah. Because the scripture says, whatever you've done, you know, like in Mark 4, he says, if you give what I've said to you, the attention and study that is due to it, the respect, my paraphrase, that is due to it, amen, then I'll give you more. If you give what I've spoken to you the attention that it desires, the honor that it deserves, and you begin to walk in the light of my word, as you begin to walk in the light, you know what happens? You walk with him. Because he's in the light. And when you're walking in the light of what he has spoken to you, bless the Lord, you don't need to know everything. You just need to, I'm quoting, I believe, 1 John 1:7, that when you walk in the light that he has shown you, when he reveals the word of God, the light, shines the light on a word, and you begin to walk in that light, you're walking with him. Because he is in the light. This is the way you rule and reign. You walk in the light that he's given you. There's stuff you won't know about. But he says, when you walk in the light in obedience to what I have spoken to you, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all known and unknown sin. You only got to walk in the light. You only got to walk in the light to walk with Jesus. You only got to walk in what he's shown you to walk with Jesus. You only got to walk in what he has revealed to you by his Spirit to walk with him and to rule and to reign with him. You can do it now. What has he asked you to do? Now. Don't worry about what you don't know. Walk in what you do know, and you are walking with him. And you will begin to rule and reign in that area in your life. And when you steward that well, guess what? He'll open another door. He'll shine the light. He'll give you revelation, knowledge of another word. And you will grow from glory to glory as you look into the image of the Word of God. Amen. And see who you are really like. Hallelujah. You will begin to rule and you will begin to reign. Woo! Come on, there's a word right there. Walk in the light that you know. Walk in the light that you, the revealed knowledge of the Word of God that you already know. You don't get to choose. He chooses what you need to know now. Hallelujah. 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 So much has been freely given to us because we're in Him by way of inheritance. In the natural, we receive a natural inheritance, right? Someone passes, someone goes, we receive a natural inheritance. Well, when we become His children, we freely receive the inheritance that Jesus died to give us, but we receive it now because we can't do anything with it later. When we go home, we won't need it there. We need it here and we need it now. You know, I studied it out and found that there are we're told that there's billions of unclaimed inheritances in Australia that people don't know about. There's a wealth that we don't know about. There's a wealth that isn't, that God wants to reveal to us as we continue to steward what He's already given us. Go to Ephesians 1 with me if you would. Verse 18. He says, for us to pray that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened that we might know. And that word know, there is know by experience what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches, someone say riches, of His glory in His inheritance. In the saints. Where is it? It's on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you because He is on the inside of you. In Corinthians, the word says that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in us bodily. He has made His home in us. So all wisdom is on the inside of us waiting to be revealed when we get hungry enough to ask for Him to reveal it. I said, when we get hungry enough that God, I want to know this. That's what Paul said towards the ends of his ministry. He said, that I might know Him, that I might know the wonders of His person and the power of His resurrection. He's saying, I might not know about it. I might know it by experience. But you see, the problem is the church isn't hungry enough to know what they actually have. They're looking for more, which will not satisfy. It's not going to satisfy. Give up right now. Take it from me. It won't satisfy you. But we begin to lean in and we begin to pray through for the breakthrough. What's the breakthrough? That I might know Him and the power that outflows from His resurrection. That power that's on the inside of me. Amen? Hallelujah. That has been freely given to me so that I can freely release it as I speak forth His word. Oh, hallelujah. As I lay hands on the sick and see them recover, as I see every circumstance in others' lives turn around and give glory to God, to the degree that they give Him praise that they were actually in that situation or otherwise they would not have experienced the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:3 says that He's given us everything. Someone say everything that pertains to life and godliness. Man, it's in this word. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness in this word. But are we hungry enough to dig into His word and dig into His word and dig into His word until He's just knock, 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 knock. Oh, satisfy that woman, will you? I'm convinced she wants it because she's already stewarding what I said to her yesterday. hear and obey every minute of the day. I want to walk with Jesus. Someone say, I want to walk with Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, 1 John, in 1 John 2, verse 6, he says, he who knows him walks as he walked. Walks as he walked. As we walk in the light. As we hunger to walk in the light. As we hunger to walk in the light, the Holy Spirit will reveal his ways. Amen? You see, he honors the integrity of our hearts, not our token prayers. He honors the integrity of our hearts because he has mysteries that are hidden for us, not from us. And the mysteries are the treasures of the kingdom of God. And they're more precious than silver, they're more costly than gold. And he'll place them into the right hands for a time such as this, that we would steward them aright. Hallelujah. You see, he wants to turn the wealth of the wicked into the hands of the just, to those that walk justly and upright before him, that he can entrust with all that he has. That it's not only about finances, on the contrary, it's the wealth of the kingdom. I said it's the wealth of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I know I've got to finish up here. Oh, wow. Okay. I think I sort of paraphrased most of my notes. You know, he's talking to me on the way down here. I said, do you have to do this now? I'm parking and I can't stop now. I can't even grab my phone and do a voice thing because it's illegal. So he keeps on talking to me on my way down and I'm thinking, couldn't you have done this earlier? Oh, but he'd already been talking. I said, what are you doing? I shared with Mandy. I said, what are you doing this now? He said, Kim, I know you. And he said, I know how you work. And he said, you never want to serve a cold meal up to your kids. You always want it hot on the plate. So he gives it to you and then he puts it on the boil. And I come in, I'm trying to back the car in and people are saying hello to me. I'm thinking, oh, go away. So if you sort of thought I was going, go away this morning, I was saying, go away. You were right. But I'm sure you don't mind considering who I was talking to at the time. Bless the Lord. Ooh, how do you land this? Anyway, there you go. That'll do it. I'm not reading that. I'm just... I just pray that he keeps us on our knees. That as Paul prayed, grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of him. Amen? Because within the revelation, the light's going to get shone on. Amen? You've got to walk in it. You've got to want to walk in it more than you want to hear it. Amen? Doesn't come cheap. Our God's not cheap. Amen? He's a God of abundance. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Won't you stand up? Hallelujah.